Good evening and welcome to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music, and generally anything I think that I can crowbar into those genres and pretend they're in that genre and I just like a lot and want to play on the radio, which is what I'm here to do. And it's brought to yourself, to you by myself, Nigel, here in the studio on my own as usual. And I've got, well, a big bunch of tunes and a bit of nattering to do for over the next hour, so that's pretty much the plan. I started there with a track that I can't believe I hadn't really heard until recently. It's a track by Portishead called We Carry On off their album Third. They're a band I kind of lost track of by about their third album, so I didn't really check that out, but that just I heard a couple of weeks ago and thought, ooh, very good. It's just kind of dark and electronic and haunting almost, ideally what we all love Portishead for in the original days. So, Portishead there. Now, I'm going to continue the show with a band I've only just discovered. Apparently, they appear to be quite the darlings of Six Music and stations like that. But, yeah, I caught them at the Fantastic Deviate Festival a week or so ago. And I only caught one of their songs. I kind of wandered into the venue just as they were playing their last song and instantly went out and had to, you know, investigate all their stuff and listen to all the stuff you could legally get a hold of. So this is a band that don't really fit into any of the genres I've just listed, apart from being a bit electronic. They're called Public Service Broadcasting, and this is a track called Spitfire.
The birds fly a lot better than we do. See how they wheel and bank and glide? Perfect. And all in one. Wings, body, tail, all in one. Someday, I'm going to build a plane that can be just like a bird.
Thank you. natural to feel what you wanted. Yeah, it's only natural to fear yourself. I got these people surrounding me, but I know where to turn. Yeah, it's only natural I turn to you. To work, 'cause it feels natural when I'm with you. My paranoia is building as the beat keeps on pounding till you let go. And all this passion and doubting your brain keeps on pounding till you let go. Something you want so bad. And if you don't say yes, you'll be going home on your own tonight. Well, I know you want this, so dance with me. 'Cause it's only natural for us to be together tonight. Natural.
by a weird accident, I've accidentally played three tracks there, which are by bands I've seen in the last 2 weeks. I think it might just be because I've been collecting new music and, you know, it's fresh in my mind, so I've decided to play it. But just getting three in a row, that wasn't actually planned, it just seemed to have fallen that way. And we had their Garbage with Control from their latest album, Not Your Kind of People, their first album in like 6 years. And they played over in Manchester for the first time in about 7 years. And they did a storming set, and I was very, very happy to be there and watching them. Very good stuff from them as well. Hopefully they won't leave it another 6 or 7 years to tour and or release a new album. Won't have any idea on that anyway. But yeah, they're currently doing like a world tour, so they'll probably be quite tired for the near future at least. Before that, we had a couple of bands that played the excellent Deviate Festival that was a weekend or so ago in York. We had Berlin Black and the Shades of Grey with It's Only Natural from their new, I guess it's a single or maybe an EP. I don't know. I'll call it an EP. I don't know what the band are calling it. Yeah, it's got five different tracks on. So, yes, that's going to be an EP. Yes, Berlin Black and the Shades of Grey, It's Only Natural from a recently released It's Only Natural CD. And it's available on Trash Vogue Records now. So if you go to trashvoguerecords.com or berlinblack.com, you'll find all the details on how to get a hold of that. I think they released that at the Deviate Festival. I don't think it was available before then. And it also appears to be rather than just Berlin Black and the Shades of Grey, which I believe means it involves the full live band on the recording and the CD, not just Chris Tuke, who is usually the mastermind behind just Berlin Black. Berlin Black and the Shades of Grey being the live lineup usually. And before that, I was wittering on about public service broadcasting with a track called Spitfire from an EP of theirs called The War Room. Now, these are a very interesting band. I only caught the last track of their set due to the way Deviate Festival is laid out. There's multiple venues, bands overlap, and I was literally just wandering between venues with no particular plan on who to see and caught the last track of theirs. And I think it was that Spitfire track that I played, and it was just stunning. Interestingly enough, there's like two guys in the band, and neither of them sing. There's a drummer and a keyboarding guitarist and sample triggerer, and they generally use public information movies from like the 30s and 40s with a proper Queen's English British accent samples of that as the vocals of the track, as you heard there, wittering on about the Spitfire Bird, which I think is just a stunning track. But yeah, I'd definitely recommend checking out Public Service Broadcasting. If you go to their website, I think it's publicservicebroadcasting.net. If not, just Google Public Service Broadcasting, they're pretty much the first hit. They've got an EP available on Bandcamp for pay what you want kind of price, which can be nothing or it can be a few quid, and they've got another couple of EPs on your usual download sites, which are very reasonably priced. So yes, I'm looking forward to seeing them a full set by them at some point. I don't know when the next actually going to play vaguely near Yorkshire at all. According to their upcoming gigs, there's kind of some in London down south kind of distance, and then I think one up in Edinburgh or Aberdeen or somewhere very far north. Bit of a gap in between, so I'll keep my eyes out and let you know if they're playing again. Right, I think I've waffled on a bit much there, but I think I'm going to continue with some tracks, and I think I've got another theme coming up here. I'm not sure I've got a complete theme, but I'm going to go with bands who are playing the upcoming Infest festival in about 8 weeks' time, is it? Something like that. It's at the late August, so we're coming up to mid-July, so it's not far away. I'm going to start off with some Absurd Minds.
Do you feel pain? Is there a moment without care? Do you feel safe? You have to handle me with care. Do you feel free to file a complaint? Allow me to inform you that I act the same. Do you feel pain? Is there a moment without air? Do you feel safe? You have to handle me with care. Do you feel free to file a complaint? You are a sinner and I act the same. Do you feel pain? Is there a moment without air? Do you feel safe? You have to handle me with care. Do you feel free to file a complaint?
You are a sinner and I act the same. Do you feel pain? You have to serve or suffer. You've got to choose one or the other. And then the bit of generosity, I offer you my grasp of liberty. You have to serve or suffer. You've got to choose one or the other. And you will burn when you don't. Of individual liberty, designed to respect freedom and equality. Why should I stay the course? This is my opportunity. I fended with the concept of limited autonomy. Is there a moment without air? Do you feel safe? You have to handle me with care. Do you feel free to file a complaint? You are a sinner and I act the same. You have to serve or suffer. You've got to choose one or the other. And in the fist of generosity, I offer you my grasp of liberty. You have to serve or suffer. You've got to choose one or the other. And
You are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. And you heard there a couple of bands who are playing this year's up-and-coming Infest Festival here in Bradford. You heard there A Split Second with Flesh. And before that, we had Absurd Minds with Serve or Suffer. A couple of bands, quite different in kind of genres. But yeah, I know very little about A Split Second, so that was kind of a random one I picked of theirs, not knowing their catalogue that thoroughly, but I'll be looking forward to seeing them at Infest. Now it's time to run down news, gigs, clubs, events, just stuff going on. And I think it's worthy of note that a band that I've played a few times and raved about, due to their extreme silliness, Mandroid, have actually released an album. Now, while I think the band are pretty much finished and aren't going to do any more gigs, the time-travelling shenanigans have managed to release the album Robophobia, which is somehow available in this current day and age from a website called Bandcamp. So if you go to mandroid.bandcamp.com, spelling Mandroid with D-R-O-1-D, not D-R-O-I-D, otherwise you get a different band called Bandroid. Anyway, and you can get Robophobia for the pricely sum of $4, whatever that equates to in UK pounds anyway, at the current exchange rate. So, yes, the Mandroid album with classics such as Burnt Out Car and Count to Evil and Heroin, Bum, Sex, Sausages, just the classics that everyone loves to sing along to around, you know, a nice fire around Christmas. All there. Just looks like a giggle, really. So if you really did ever want to get hold of some of those tunes, they are available for the first time, for possibly the only time, from the internet. And talking of releases, tomorrow we also have the long-awaited release of Modulate's Robot EP, which has been played around a few clubs quite heavily, especially the Mutate Room at the Wendy House. That's been played there quite a lot as Jeff has tried it out and tweaked it and improved it. But yes, luckily it's finally come out. It's been one of them EPs I've been waiting for quite a while, so it'll be out tomorrow, and hopefully I'll be able to play you some on a forthcoming show. Gigs and clubs. Now, I've been to quite a few gigs recently, but there still seems to be some coming up. We have, on Friday the 13th of July, tomorrow, Assemblage 23. Now, they're not playing anywhere in Yorkshire, but they are playing Manchester Academy. So just a train ride away. I think tickets are £14 if you go to www.eeetickets.com/A23. So, yes, Assemblage 23, heavily played on the show, a very significant artist in the electronic scene. Following that, on Saturday the 14th, we have a club night in York at the Stereo called Darklands and Deviation. I believe they have one room each because the Stereo is at two-room venue, so front room one, back room the other. It runs from 9pm till 2am, and I got the details from a Darklands group on Facebook, so hunt for the Darklands group on Facebook and you'll find that and then be able to find the event details and things like that. The following week, we have on Saturday the 21st of July the Wendy House. That's at Leeds Uni Student Union, like usual, £5 on the door, runs from 10pm till 3am, and more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Following that, there's a gigs snuck up over in Manchester again. There seems to be a few of these appearing in Manchester. I think we've had our run for the Corp for the while, but yeah, so more Manchester based for the time being. Friday the 27th of July, we have Sulphur with support from Resist, Obsessive Compulsive and Cypherdyne. These are playing Manchester Academy, and tickets are £12.50. And I found more information at the Facebook event for that as well. So search for Sulphur and you'll probably find that. And worthy of note, if the weather's sorted itself by the end of the month, Saturday the 28th of July over in Leeds, they're having an alternative picnic. Now, this is just some alternative kids who have decided to go, hey, let's meet in Hyde Park and have a picnic. It seems to be arranged to meet in Hyde Park about 2pm on Saturday the 28th of July. Just, you know, bring your picnic nibbles along and meet alternative folk. Now, the details I've got of that are on the Facebook again, so search for Leeds Alternative Picnic on Facebook and you should find the same details. Also on Saturday the 28th, the Sheepish People are doing their industrial EBM night called Kerosene again. This is at the library in Leeds, so if you're spending the afternoon in the park. It's just at the corner of the park. So the Library Pub in Leeds runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. It costs £4 to get in before midnight. And again, the kerosene event details are on Facebook. So yeah, there you go. Lots of things going on in July, and I'll keep looking to see if anything else turns up, like gigs and things that appear at the last minute. And as always, double check the event details before you turn up. Certainly this is why I give you the information of where I've found the information about, because things do change at the last minute. Sometimes things get cancelled, and if the weather keeps up like how it is, I'm suspecting there'll need to be a lot of brollies or waterproofs for the alternative picnic, because it won't be quite a summer's day in the park. It'll be more kind of swimming and boating. But yes, now to tangent back slightly to a band, again, I've seen fairly recently. I saw last weekend at Sheffield Corporation, the Gothsicles. Absolutely bucket loads of fun, and it was great to see them all. And went down an absolute storm. So here is the Caustic remix of B-R-Y-A-N. Well, no, actually, I need to press this button, don't I? are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was the fantastically silly XRX with Electric Man from Update 3.0. Before that, we had the even more silly Mandroid, with a one, not an I, with Count to Evil from their album Robophobia. It's quite odd hearing that without seeing the guys just being daft on stage. And before that, we had The Gothicals with BRXAN, the caustic remix of that, from Industrial Lights and Magic, which is all great stuff. And it was great to see them live recently, last weekend, I think it was. Yes, last weekend. Time flies when I'm going to so many gigs. Yes, so brilliant stuff from those guys. I'm going to leave you tonight with a couple of tracks. So this is the end of the show from me, but yeah, two more tracks. I'm going to leave you with Surgeon, Sharp as Stars, the Terra Locos remix. And after that, I will finish the show off with Covenant's Lightbringer. So it's been lovely to be here. I'll be back in a fortnight's time as usual. And good night.
If nothing ends, then nothing starts. Forever is not a wish that we can grant. Day begins as night departs. Turn off the lights, wave goodbye to the dark. If nothing ends. stars.
Just for a little while.